Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. KRWG News Time is 7:45. A report released Monday by the New Mexico Legislative Finance Committee shows state revenues dipped $6.8 million to $369 million in January during an otherwise bountiful fiscal year for state finances, thanks to a rebound in the oil and natural gas sectors. State income from steady sources has increased by 16% to $3.6 billion for the first 7 months of the fiscal year that started in July 2017. New Mexico State University earned over $265,000 for their trip to their first football bowl game in nearly 60 years. The Las Cruces Sun News reports that's how much school officials say the university took home thanks to a near sellout of its 5,000 allotted tickets for the Arizona Bowl in the first 2 weeks. The Aggies won the bowl game in December, beating Utah State 26-20. Members of a Las Cruces conservation group are getting their hands dirty in the name of service. Michael Hernandez reports.
The nonprofit Conservation Corps New Mexico gives young adults 18 to 25 the chance to improve public lands across southern New Mexico and West Texas. Through partnerships with AmeriCorps, Conservation Corps members contribute to conservation efforts while gaining job skills and earning education award money. Program coordinator Ben Correll says before he got involved with conservation work, he didn't think much about public lands.
I thought of them as a constant, something, you know, that we're just there, you know, it's just land. So when I started doing this, it really made me invested in my public lands and, like, understanding what they are, understanding the history of public lands.
Volunteers work on projects in national parks, monuments, and wildlife reserves. That includes helping to maintain trails by removing brush and invasive species. Volunteers who complete a term of service are eligible for an AmeriCorps Education Award grant based on the number of hours they work. Corps member Damaris Lewis is from Taos and moved to Las Cruces for college. Lewis says after she graduated from NMSU, she joined the Conservation Corps to do something outdoors to help both people and the environment.
So I was like, I want to get outside. How do I get outside but actually feel like I'm actually, you know, doing something and making a slight difference in the world? And I found out about the Conservation Corps and I looked further into it, and it's been perfect. It's been really awesome since I joined.
Lewis says she's returning as the assistant crew leader next season. While she says she wants to continue working in conservation and make it a career, she's also considering going back to school.
This is giving me awesome experience to even go back to school, and it's kind of cutting out that time where I would have to do internships, where right now I'm already kind of getting that education and that experience that I would need to, you know, kind of give me a little boost up.
Correll says local and national Corps members have also been part of response teams for natural disasters this season.
For instance, one of our crews this season was deployed on disaster relief efforts with the AmeriCorps Disaster Response Team in Florida. And that really just really ties into, you know, a way to give back either to your local environment and your local communities or the nation as a whole.
The Center for Western Priorities recently released a report that shows people make more than 290 million visits to public lands in Western states every year. Nearly 10 million of those visits are to New Mexico, where consumers spend about $10 billion on the outdoor industry. Despite their popularity, President Trump has been working to dismantle protections for public lands. In December, Trump drastically reduced two national monuments in Utah by more than 2 million acres in the largest public land reduction in American history. As part of the recently passed omnibus bill, Congress budgeted more than $35 billion for federal environmental and public land agencies for fiscal year 2018, up $3 billion from last year. Conservation Corps members say they look forward to continuing their work in the field next season. Correll says national parks and monuments offer something for everyone, and it's important to visit them in person.
I've tried to take pictures of some of these places, and it does not do them justice. For instance, you know, just nearby we have White Sands National Monument, and you can see the beautiful white sand. But when you go out there in person and you go on the hike, the Alkaline Flats Trail, beautiful 4 mile loop, it's like, it feels otherworldly. And it's just like, this is in my backyard. This is something that I have a right and I have access to. You know, the Oregon Range right up there, right outside our town. There is a ton of hiking up there. There's climbing, and the views from the top of some of those peaks of, like, I've watched the sunset from up there. I've watched the lights of Las Cruces come on. Like, it's an incredible, incredible spot.
Lewis says the opportunity to work on public lands has been a rewarding experience for her.
It's been great. I mean, I've hurt myself a few times, but you know what? It's really awesome. I wouldn't take it back for anything, and I'm really excited for, you know, to see what the future has in store for me.
Preserving a future for public lands is something Corps members are working toward, one trip at a time. For KRWG, I'm Michael Hernandez.